We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. Ken Hamilton has joined us along with Tony Caligiuri and Joseph Beamer. Couple of things here. The Bills fans warn, behave or be gone. An article in the Buffalo News on how they're cracking down on behavior. This has been an ongoing project for the NFL because a little rowdy is okay. Too much rowdy, not okay, because they don't mind it if it goes with the game, but when it gets out of hand and becomes larger than the game, then it's something they have to deal with. Also, yes, we have the winner, the number one design. Give them the check for $100,000 and we'll make an artist rendering of it, and it'll never get built. That's the way I feel about it. I know that's a negative, but I think it's, I don't know. I think if they encourage creativity, that's nice. But when you have to create the creativity in order to get money so that you can build something, you usually end up with something less than the winning entry. Nobody says they're going to submit a design, and they're going to go, that's it. That's exactly what we want. Yeah, build it.
Well, I was all in favor of it until you mentioned that seeker, that the quality review, environmental quality review.
Sure. They do that for everything.
Well, they do. And the thing of it is, again, what road in Buffalo is not connected to that skyway?
That's true, in one way or the other.
Right, yeah. And so you're going to have to find out what is going to be the traffic impact on all of those different things. Economic impact. Economic, and how will it impact the businesses in Buffalo if you have to slow down the access?
Well, there's those kind of things are always used to slow down projects. And when people want to build something as an individual, and then the neighbors will say, oh, no, no. Traffic. Well, we'll have too much traffic. Don't you have traffic now? Well, yeah, we do. Is there going to be more traffic? Well, probably not. But we got to stop it anyway.
And how many cars do you have in your driveway?
Yeah,
when you first moved in, you only had one car. Now you have three.
Exactly. Yeah. It gets crazy. Now, Mr. Beamer has got several Facebooks for us. Give us a couple.
I do, Sandy. We will start with Barb, who said, I loved tailgating for years. It's a great way to have fun with friends and get ready for the game. It seems nowadays some people take it just a little too far.
Yeah, it starts simply. You overthrow the football and hit somebody's windshield. Next thing you know, they're throwing flaming meat at you. You know, who knows what happens. They get nuts out there. And it has nothing to do with football. That's the point. Nothing to do with football. And that's just the way it is. Let's get drunk and do stupid things.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a football game too? You know what? I don't understand. Why do they pay the money it costs to go to an NFL game when they can do stupid things in their own backyard?
Nobody can see them.
That's true.
Here's the thing. If you want to get drunk and do stupid things, that's great. But as you said, Sandy, I'm too cheap. I like to have a few drinks at a Bills game.
Sure.
But I paid for the game. I'd actually like to see the game. If I want to get drunk and do stupid things, I'll stay home and not spend the $80 it costs to go to the game.
That's right, because stupid things are free.
That's right. You can be stupid and caught and spend no money.
You can be creative and stupid.
But you can also be drunk, stupid, and have access to online shopping.
Exactly right. So that's okay. Exactly
right.
Go ahead,
testify, brother. Tell me what else you'd be doing at home when you'd be drinking.
Give me another Facebook.
I don't want to get myself in too much trouble. Sandy, you mentioned this earlier in the show, so I went back to yesterday's comments when we asked people's reactions to the chocolate milk.
Yeah.
And Susan says, honestly, a person like myself who was bullied in school had looked so forward to chocolate milk as my reward. Kids deserve a feel-good drink.
Chocolate milk, my goodness. I mean, in New York, I think they're nuts in New York. I said the other day, see if you agree with me or not, living in this state, the way they legislate things, you know what? Somebody told me off the air, I think it was the woman who has a particular set of skills. She says, Albany is doing now with this subject what they did with guns. They just regarding the vaping, just saying nope, you can't vape anymore except for these two flavors. Nothing else can be vaped, and it took about 95% of the commerce away. Said they're doing it the same way they did guns. They just do it without any public input, and that's it. You got to live with it.
Well, with a representative government that we have, a democratic representation, the voices of the people are the people whom they elect. We need to be more careful about whom we elect.
Well, I agree with that. However, just the nature of the way we do business reminds me of living in a Middle Eastern Soviet bloc country when the Soviet Union was the Soviet Union. Things just get done. If you don't like it, too bad. Or if you don't like it, you might disappear in the middle of the night. That hasn't happened to us as
best we know. Comrade
Sandy,
I do not agree.
Because that's the way it works. Why is it? They just walked back, by the way, the license plate thing. But before that, when's the last time you heard of them actually reacting to public opinion? Not that often. They don't care. They just go ahead. And look what's happening in Washington, same thing. They're going to investigate everybody who's ever delivered a pizza to Donald Trump. Trying for 4 years, they'll end up trying to get him out. And then guess what? They're going to have to look at another 4 years.
Yeah, well.
So what do you think about the way we govern in New York State? I feel like we have no say, no control of what happens.
Well, we don't. You know, we don't. But it's our own fault. You can't blame your, even at the local level, you cannot blame your mayor, your city council, or anything, because they are the collective will of the people by omission or by commission. That you either vote for them or you stay at home and you don't vote against them. All of these things. This is, you know, and who was it? Benjamin Franklin, when he left out of the Carpenter Hall, and the woman asked him, "Well, Mr. Franklin, what kind of government do we have?" And he says, "A republic, if we can keep it."
Okay, I understand that.
And we're not working to keep a republic.
When's the last time the mayor of Buffalo, Mr. Mayor Brown, stood up and said, "No, the state government's wrong on this. This is not going to be good for the people of Buffalo." Has he ever done that? Can you remember one instance of him doing that?
Now, Byron and I go back a long way, and I can't say anything bad about him.
Well, then leave the room. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930.
But the answer is no, he hasn't.
I know the answer. WBEN. Let's go to our text board. And that's 30930. Here's one. Let's see. I'm done with New York State. They say they want you to open a small business, and then they pass laws around that make you close the business that you just opened. Jerry from Tonawanda. Will we ever have to register all of our leftover plastic bags in March? Because they walked back the thing with the license plates. All right. We pay enough in taxes and license plates. I have always been a big part of it. At Cuomo, wants the dollars. They assume that everything that Albany does is for a reason and involves money, and they're probably right. How much of that $100,000 will that design firm donate to Cuomo's reelection campaign? Whoa. Do you think that our audience is suspicious of everything that goes on in this state? I would think so. Mr. Joseph Beamer, what do you have for us?
All right, Sandy, we'll go back to the tailgating. And John says, "Tailgates are a lot of fun. I've definitely enjoyed myself over the years. Here's an idea. If you don't want to party there, there are more family-friendly options."
Well, I mean, you can go to a game and really enjoy it, have a good time with your family. And it's a very small percentage of the rowdies that cause problems. But they've got, according to this article, they got 600 people insecurity at any one time during the football game. That's a lot of people, and they have high-tech security and all kinds of things. But they said that it used to be worse. That's their update. It used to be worse than this. I mean, I guess you could say that about almost anything. Another one, please.
I guess you could. On the Skyway, Tom says, as someone who has already commented, which I didn't read that one, someone got paid $100,000 for this idea. and a bunch of question marks.
Yeah, it looks they asked for creativity and they got it. I mean, if that's what they wanted. Creativity is fine. It's usually avant-garde when it's creative and new and fresh. You don't want it to be too creative because then it will go out of style in a hurry. You want something that will endure over a period of time.
Hey, I want to go back to the last one that JB, I like JB, JB. I mean, it makes him sound adult. The last thing that JB was talking about, there's always another place that you could go that's family friendly. And he's talking about likely in the parking lots. But then when you equate that with the 600 security people there, well, because of what those few are doing in the adult parking lot, is causing 600 agents to be there, law enforcement agents to be there, or security agents to be there, that absolutely drives up the price of a ticket for a family, for you to take your family there. So even that, even though there's other place you can go, you've raised the price that a family has to pay in order to get to the stadium so that their kid, they and their kids can have a great time.
But look at the sameness of the argument regarding alcohol. In causing problems at the stadium, causes a lot of other problems too. But they never talk about banning alcohol, or they never talk about banning it at the stadium or in the state, simply because of the money it represents.
Yeah, but
it's
nope,
the tax money.
Nobody
and the
who's
jobs.
Tailgating buys alcohol in the stadium. They bring it with them, JD.
Yeah.
Some people then continue in the stadium, but I also don't believe that it's gotten worse and then gotten better. In the late 90s, I remember going to a game with my parents and a man streaking across the football field.
Well, that was me, but I probably went so fast you didn't even notice it.
Yeah, you went fast.
That was a normal thing, and that's when the Bills were good. That was a normal thing at the stadium to happen. It didn't scar me. So I think people, you know, hey, kids are going to see some stuff.
Well, that's the reason I don't go, is simply because I don't want to see that.
Tony, you've been unusually quiet today.
Tony made his point. He's not going to subject his kid to that kind of behavior.
Yeah, it's quite simple.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's quiet over there. I saw him nodding off a little bit.
Nodding off?
Okay. Yeah, now.
He was dreaming of a great big giant meatball.
They were very happy because the number of arrests per game has gone down over the last couple of years. Well, I guess that's good, but they could make it a lot better if they wanted to do some things they won't do because it involves money, and that is cut down on the amount of alcohol that you can serve or sell or anything else in the stadium. They're not going to do that. They make too much money at it, and the state makes too much money on alcohol and cigarettes and everything else that they tax. So they can preach all they want, but as long as that tax money or that revenue keeps flowing along with the booze, they're not going to change it.
Well, you know, in our status boards in the Navy, we have them divided into sectors, red, white, blue, and green. And I asked the chief, what's the green for? He says, because that's what keep the red, white, and blue flying.
That's true. It's all money. It always is. Let's see. Public safety. How about the guy who fell from the upper deck onto the people below? Remember that?
Yeah.
He was drunk.
Yeah.
He was drunk. He fell down on another person.
And the person probably that he fell upon was probably the only one who really got hurt.
Yeah.
When you're drunk, you don't feel all of this crap.
It's the kind of thing where it's behavior that's acceptable because nobody wants to make a big issue of it. That's where a lot of revenue flows. And if you didn't have that, you'd have to find some other place to get it. Yes, Tony.
Last time I went to a Bills game, and I remember being in the parking lot with Jeannie and being.
Oh, really?
Went to the.
Were you at the Colts game with Jeannie?
No, that was a different game.
Okay.
Actually, I don't remember who the opponent was, but I remember being chastised for waiting in line to use the Johnny on the spot rather than going in the parking lot.
Going in the parking lot.
And I just remember saying, you know what? This isn't for me. If I can't use the bathroom rather than, you know, next to the car, then nah.
Well, you and I have a companion story.
I remember yours.
When I came back from Wisconsin, I came back with a customized van that had I think it was around a $5,000 paint job on it. Okay? Ooh. And I was doing reports before the game started. And so I was parked in the lot, And I'm sitting there waiting for them to call me up on the air. And I look in my mirror, and there I see two guys walk over alongside the van. And I see one of them turn. So he's standing right in front of the van looking at it. And he reaches down just below his belt buckle.
And I was there.
I knew what he was going to do. I got out of the van. I was almost on the air. And told him that if he did that, that would be the last time he'd be able to use that tool he was using. And he understood I wasn't kidding.
And he kind of liked that tool.
I would have given it up. He was going to go on my van instead of going in the restroom. It was the same thing. It's kind of piggish behavior.
If you're going to do that, do it on your own car.
Yeah, don't do it on a custom van with nice paint. Do it on Tony's car. Tony doesn't
looks like
his,
somebody already did.
Tony doesn't like his car anyway. That will give it a fond farewell.
Yeah, it's called.
You know what we do?
What's
we
that?
Bring it to the Bills game on opening the opening on Sunday, mm-hmm. and we put a sign: "Please pee on me," and let everybody use your van to relieve themselves. So that they don't have to use other people's nicer vehicles.
Yeah, but don't carry that sign around.
I was just going to make that joke.
As much as I'm sick of my vehicle, I would have sentimental. I don't want to end that way.
You take
here,
it personal.
Here's a sledgehammer. Take a swing at it with a sledgehammer instead.
It'll be a personal. It would be like a nice thing to do for the community, don't you think? You don't want to
have something to replace it.
Walk all the way down there and go, and here it is right here. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. We want to know if you think the Bills have done a good job with fan behavior and whether fan behavior has improved so now you can actually go to the game as a family without worrying about the language or the actions committed by those drunken louts who are there who don't care. And also, how do you look at the new bridge project? Do you think it'll ever get done? I doubt very much if it will. Yeah, it was creative, but was it real? Was it practical? Probably not. We'll be back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, little Layla. I like that. That sounds good. We're back with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and our friend Ken Hamilton is with us. You want to know about hybrids?
I do.
Now, Tony, first of all, I did not know that Lamborghini was making a hybrid.
Lamborghini and Ferrari. Lamborghini, I saw the picture of theirs yesterday, and I forgot the name of it already. It's typical Lamborghini, really exotic looking, and I believe it'll top out at 217 miles an hour.
Well, it doesn't make any sense to have it as a hybrid because as a hybrid, the way it works is there's a certain speed limit of which if your car is going under that limit, say 25 or 30 miles an hour, then it will run on battery. Okay, so that's really good bumper-to-bumper in New York City traffic where you're barely moving. But once it gets above that, it goes to the gasoline engine, goes to the engine, the big engine that actually powers it. So if you don't use it that much, how do you even use something like a Lamborghini hybrid? I could see more if it was electric because even Porsche and certainly Audi and a lot of them are making electric. That's not anything I would buy, but the bottom line is that at least makes more sense than a hybrid. Doesn't make any sense at all.
Now when you say hybrid versus purely electric,
And
that makes sense. Yeah. You would use it to back into your driveway.
That's it. You go, hey, I just saved an ounce of gas. But the people who buy Lamborghinis, don't buy and drive them under 30 miles an hour.
And they don't drive them in the city either.
No, that's a good point. So,
this is something we should talk to Lauren Fix about sometime.
Yes, we're going to have Lauren on pretty soon. I'll give her a buzz, and she can answer a lot of those questions for us. Meanwhile, Mr. Beamer, you have some Facebook to throw into the crowd.
I sure do. We will start. This is about the Skyway, by the way. John says, I'm not a huge fan of the Skyway, but let's be realistic. What's going to happen to the 40,000 cars that use it daily?
That's a good question. You know, the bottom line is it's got to be compatible with what we have or what we think we're going to have by the time it's done. And how is it going to work? You can't do it as a standalone individual thing without thinking about the parameters, what goes on around them.
Well, if there's 40,000 cars, you have to ask, what about all of the truck traffic that goes across? They're bringing products into Buffalo for consumers, and the ones that are manufactured in Buffalo out for trade.
Well, I think yesterday was a nice little ceremony, and we gave $100,000 to the winning entry. And less than, 75 and then 50, something like that. So we gave away enough money for first, second, and third places. And it's a nice little thing to look at. You know where it's going to go? It's going to go the same place that this story about it is going to go, in the trash. It's not going to be done.
Well, you know, I like the project, but I like the fact that they have to do the seeker.
Oh, yeah.
Prior to find out what is the total impact of that change, what that change
You know what makes me laugh is the environmental impact studies. There are times when you can see a legitimate use for one. There's a reason for it. But just to do it to either stop or not just stop, but slow down a project, it's to me, that's how they use it as a tool on something they don't want done. They have to do the environmental impact study. And the reason we're bringing it up now is that the governor has pledged, lots of money, yep, $10 million, toward the cost of an environmental study for the project. So we got $10 million just to see if we should talk any more about it. And you know how long these things take? I don't know specifically. None of them are on a fast track. He also said the state would commit 20% toward what he estimated could be a $600 million project, which is not as much money as you think, simply because if we were building a stadium, that'd be probably around a little bit more than half.
You know, there are some projects, and I don't think that this is one, that you could do what's called a FONSI, F-O-N-S-I, Findings of No Significant Impact. That can be...
My honeymoon. First, we had to do an environmental study impact. Found out it would have no impact at all, and we dropped the project. Go ahead.
I don't think that that applies to that either.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed that. I didn't.
I'm glad I didn't either.
Okay, Fonzie, he was on Happy Days, wasn't he? Okay.
His was with a Z, but
okay.
But, you know, that on certain projects, smaller projects, that the city itself or whoever's, you know, sponsoring the study can do a brief one and say, well, we found no significant impact, and therefore we won't go any further. But again, this Skyway, you have to ask the question, like with the Bill Stadium, we want to put it downtown. Why was it built out there in the first place? Did any of the conditions change in the city or out there as a result of it being out there for the initial purposes? Why did we build the Skyway? You know, we built the Skyway at a time when we had fewer vehicles, more people, but fewer vehicles. But now... you know, we have more vehicles, and how is that going to impact?
And we don't have a lot of alternatives, too.
No.
There are only a handful of ways to get in and out of the city at any one time. So it's not like, well, we'll shut this one down. It'll go a full tilt right to the wall. Get this one down, get the other one up. We can't afford to do that because we don't have that many options.
And the Skyway is not just about intercity or intra-city travel. It is also throughput. You have the Peace Bridge there. That's a commerce bridge that impacts the entire area. And so if trucks can't go over the Peace Bridge because the Skyway and they lose too much commerce, then that's the Lewiston-Queenston Bridge. Excuse me, but even with the, I'm getting what you're getting. Even with
there's some kind of thing in the studio. I usually get it in like the third hour of the show. we do have an air filter, don't we?
We do. Yeah.
It's not on though. It's not going to help us much.
No, all of the lights are lighted.
The lights are on.
Oh yeah.
Here, don't say anything. We'll see if we can hear it. No, I can't hear it. Can you?
I hear it.
I can't hear it.
No, none of us can hear it.
I hear it.
Huh?
I hear it.
You can hear it?
Oh, yeah. But then again,
A minute. Tony has the ability to hear anything.
Tony has an
aid. He's got the Super 8 on there.
My hearing test is only about 6 months old, and I had the hearing of a 20-year-old is what they told me.
Oh, really? I had the hands of a 15-year-old housewife.
Well, you better give it back to her.
A 50-year-old housewife, I meant to say. I used to do that joke. I have the hands of a housewife. They're in a shoebox under the bed. You ever hear that joke?
No.
No, you don't want to either. All right. Now, Mr. Beamer, why don't you give us one more before the break?
All right. We will stay on the Skyway. And according to Ed says the money should be put aside or used for more repairs to make the Skyway better for travelers. This will just cause more confusion and less access to downtown.
Yeah, I don't see how this helps. And keep in mind, this project should coincide if the Pagulas decide they want a downtown stadium. This project absolutely would have to work in conjunction with a stadium or in preparation for a stadium. You couldn't build something of this nature.
And then take away the main road.
And then find out that they want a stadium downtown, and this would not be compatible with it. You can't do that.
Well, how compatible is it if you're trying to expand the waterfront, bring more people to it, but then preclude them from being able to get there?
That's what I mean. It would not work hand in hand with that. So you'd have to know. Maybe the Pagulas aren't ready to announce that yet. All of these things mean that the clock is ticking on all of them.
Yeah, but I still like that. TikTok. I still like that high sky park thing.
You do like that idea.
Oh, I do.
All right, we'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBN. Mr. Ken Hamilton, you have something involving David Bellavia. You'd like to spread the good word. What is it?
Well, I just want to take a few seconds to remind our great listeners here at WBN about an opportunity that you can support the people who support it. Medal of Honor awardee David Bellavia. The City of Niagara Falls will be giving the key to the city to David Bellavia, and it's going to initiate his first fundraiser that he's going to have, and it's going to be a nationwide tour that he's going to do on that in order to support the people that supported him when he was in Iraq. And that's to go to the Deuce Relief Fund. But you can find out more about it by going to davidbellavia.com, davidbellavia.com, and they'll have the information. I'll come back and give you more information at some other time.
Good. Sounds good. Let's go to Dan in West Seneca. Dan, you're on WBEN.
Hey, guys, how are you? Great show as always, and I'm feeling a little better. I sounded like you, Sandy. I could hardly talk. I had a frog so big, I was lucky I could breathe.
Yeah, there's something about this studio. By the third hour, this is what happens. But go ahead. What's on your mind today?
You might have had a frog, but see, because I've just been sitting with Sandy, mine was just a tadpole, was about to become a frog, but was still stuck in the
throat. That's funny. Guys, the one thing that you hadn't pointed out with all the talk about the Skyway today is very simply this. You brought up good points about they need information for the economic impact of a possible remover. Other people were concerned with the environmental impact of another use for all that space. And we have all that data, and this is how I'll support what I just said. That bridge has been under construction for the last 2 years, so the traffic flow had not disappeared. It had been diverted, and I would like to point out that we're functioning very, very well. There has not been a negative economic impact anywhere, and the birds are still flying, and the frogs are still broken. So I think, really, we should get on with a new type of development, because if we were to take a look at what was going to be our economic engine of the future, it's probably not going to be the cereal company that is over there that we actually catered to when we constructed that bridge in the first place. It is going to be the land that is around the Skyway. It's going to be the lake access that this generation wants to utilize, and it's proven already with $850,000 homes and million-dollar condominiums. The Skyway has outlived its purpose. That traffic has already been rerouted, and we have all the information that we need. So we
look at where the land is under the Skyway that can't be used for anything else right now, and it's right next to the water, right next to downtown. That's pretty valuable land that might be able to repurpose that.
And, Dan, if we have all of that information already, then why would the governor say we're going to give you money for the economic impact study?
$10 million.
Okay, I'm going to answer the question, and the governor's not going to like it, and it's not politically correct. That's because anytime you do something that might benefit the people, you have to grease the politicians' palms and the lobbyists' palms. And I mean, you got to waste. So much money, so the powers who are in power will allow you to do something that would actually benefit their constituency.
And one of the problems we have is when you get a project like this, there are so many entities involved with this project that you've got to take care of all of them. It's not an easy, hey, this group and that group, okay, we'll put it together. It's this group and that group and that group over there and this group here, and there's, you know, too many cooks in the broth on a big project like this.
And Dan, where can we find that information? Is it publicly posted?
Well, you can use common sense and take a look. Was the bridge under construction last year? The answer is yes. And was the traffic diverted last year as well as being diverted this year? The answer is yes. And what routes are predominantly being used? That is all written down. It is part of the city of Buffalo, so therefore you contact the mayor's office, you ask for the map of the diversions to accommodate the construction to that bridge, and everything is all laid out. So there's your blueprint for future development, and you know, at some point we got to decide that we want to be a major metropolitan area. When you take a look at Dallas-Fort Worth, or you take a look at Toronto, Ontario, when they have a plan, they execute the plan.
I'll tell you one thing about Dallas. When they say they're going to do it, they get it done before they can finish saying we're going to do it. And they seem to be able to work together. I used to travel to Dallas-Fort Worth all the time. I lived in Fort Worth, and we had offices in Dallas and Fort Worth. And you'd be amazed. You'd see a crane go up one day and there'd be a building there by the end of the week. It's just incredible. You don't see that kind of rapidity here in New York State. There's always
rapidity?
You like that?
Sandy, I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you. But you used a big word earlier in the show. I thought I'd throw one in there. Hey, thanks, Dan. Thanks for calling, obviously. Yeah, you think you're the only one that went to school to learn how to say words? All right. Beamer, say a big word for us.
Mississippi.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Mississippi. Yeah. Tony, say a big word for us.
Goodbye, everyone.
See you tomorrow on News Radio 930 WBEN.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.